grab pen and paper because I have a feeling there is going to be a lot on this call this evening. So I guess I should get to our guest speakers and also awesome hosts of Power Trip. So tonight we're going to get to hear from Richard and Mary Amoito. They are national consultants, top 50 income earners, five-star winners, Millionaire Club members. And again, our hosts for Power Trip. So Richard and Mary, are you on here?
We are definitely on here. Thank you so much.
Hi.
I'm so excited to hear about Power Trip, so I'm going to let you guys take it away.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much. It was an awesome Power Trip, and I don't think anyone's kidding when they say that. It was a great event. I mean, from start to finish, it was nerve-wracking being the first time with us hosting it and managing the process from since really September is when we kind of really took on the accountability for it, but then building for that event, bringing in the leaders, getting everything put together just right. I mean, it was a full court press. There's no question about it.
Yeah, and I think one of the great things about doing it is, you know, we've worked with Brian for, you know, 10, 12 years, the whole time we've been in Ambit. And we've been so blessed to be under his leadership and mentorship for all this time. And I think about, I was kind of calculating all the hours that we have spent under him with him training us. And I would say over 1,000 hours in formal training, I would say, just on Saturday trainings for over the past, you know, 10 plus years, plus all the times we've just talked casually over meals and after the business presentations and while we're setting up, just countless hours. So we've got a lot of training that we've gotten from Brian about building the business, about, you know, family, marriage, all sorts of stuff, finances. But, you know, when Brian had asked us to take it over, we did have some literal and figurative big shoes to fill. And there are a lot of things that go on with Power Trip, and we kept a lot of the stuff that Brian's built over the last 10 years, and we did not change a lot of that stuff. And, but we wanted to put our own little spin on things. We wanted to, you know, vamp up some things and really provide a different kind of value for the consultants. So we changed up some things. We still had the question and answer session with Jerry and Chris, and it was a powerful, powerful session. Can we talk about what they talked about? I mean, since people didn't show up, you know? You know, I'll tell you, it's the only place, Power Trip in the spring in Dallas, in the fall in Pennsylvania, it's the only place that you are going to have an open question and answer session with consultants and Chris Chambliss and Jerry Thompson Jr. And I'm telling you, every time we do a Power Trip and there's a Q&A session, we always find out new and exciting information that hasn't even been publicized to the company. And usually what we hear at Power Trip doesn't even get emailed or announced for weeks and sometimes months later. I mean, it's just that fresh. It's literally things that are happening right now in the moment. And one of the things that was really exciting is Chris talked about, what did he call it, the app for in Texas?
Snap and Save.
So it's a Snap and Save app where literally you as a consultant will be able to snap a photo of a potential customer's bill, and then the company would send back a proposal with a guaranteed savings in Texas. And we've never had anything like that before. And they're working on that app, and they're perfecting it, and it will be a complete game changer in Texas. And I think Texas consultants, I hear them screaming for joy right now all over Texas, and it is definitely going to be a game changer for us.
And I think it's going to be one of those things that is going to be an evolution as going into other markets, that it's not just going to be a Texas thing. Really, this technology got birthed out of the launch of Japan. You know, there were so many different things with the language barrier, and, you know, you can't enter one character or one space wrong on a customer enrollment in Japan because it'll fail. And the norm in Japan was at least a 30 to 40% failure rate. Imagine if 30 to 40% of all your customer enrollments through your downline failed every day. That is the norm in Japan. Now, in the beginning, we were having that kind of failure. We'd send them back through, we'd get them fixed, but it was very time consuming. And now we're below the standard of any company that's operating in Japan, where I think right now we're almost at maybe a 5% first time failure rate when it gets sent to the body, the agency that approves all the switches, which is night and day compared to any of the companies operating in Japan. But this technology of being able to scrape information off the bill and port it into our proprietary system and then be able to basically generate a proposal. So that's eventually over the years to come going to impact a lot of our states and markets in those states around all of Ambit, including some of our new markets that will probably come on board, which no markets were released, so don't get too excited about that. You didn't miss that. You would have heard it by now. It would have been on Facebook 2 seconds after the fact. But, you know, they definitely spoke very transparent, very curt. I mean off the cuff of, hey, you've got a lot to be excited about. Ambit's got a lot to be excited about. And they're certainly in the driver's seat. It would be easy for both of them to sit on their hands, kick back, and not push the envelope and try to push this company to the next level, which the next level for this company is $2 billion. You know, getting to that mark is a big, big deal. And they're very committed to getting there. So it was very exciting to see them very transparent on some of their goals, wishes, and dreams as it pertains to the company, because they know that is because lots of Ambit consultants are reaping the benefits of their efforts. So, you know, the other thing that was really pretty cool is that we talked about having people that had never spoke at PowerTrip before, and there were a lot of people that we asked, and the ones that were able to commit to the time, you know, it was, you know, they were shocked, they were honored, it was a privilege. They'd never spoken at PowerTrip before, and then they got to speak at PowerTrip, and it reminded me of us in the beginning when we would get asked to do certain things on certain platforms, and it was like, why me? Well, I'm nothing special. Okay, and what am I going to say? And you'd be so nervous, and, you know, 5 minutes before you go on, your hands are sweating, you know, you feel like you got maybe, you know, your stomach's maybe turning a little bit. You know, you're worried about the first word that's going to come out of your mouth, because if that doesn't come out right, it's all going to be wrong. And it was neat to see that level of innocence, so to speak, of when somebody is kind of moving to that next stage, that next platform. And we always want PowerTrip to be a place where, you know, consultants are coming and they're going to hear from the top leaders. And then more importantly, they're also going to hear from the rising leaders. So sometimes it's easier to see your future or your vision in Ambit with someone that's maybe 5 steps ahead of you versus someone that's 100 steps ahead of you. And so but you've got leaders that are also in that room that are, you know, they're at a certain level and they want to take it to the, you know, the next big level. So we got to have that level of training as well. So I'm not going to say it was perfect. I'm just going to say it was executed extremely well and people got tremendous value.
You know, and talking about the next level of leaders, we really wanted to be able to pour into some of the leaders. A lot of times in the years past, PowerTrip and a lot of trainings are geared towards the newer consultants, because we really want to be able to have training that really relates to the masses. But sometimes that left the senior consultants and executive consultants out, because they've heard this stuff already, and there's a different level of training that's needed at those levels. So we decided to add some breakout sessions. And the senior consultant breakout session was packed, it was standing room only, and they knocked it out of the park. And I mean, I heard so many comments about how great it was and how valuable the information was. You know, Tim Devine, Maxud Mir, and Kevin and Rose Duncan, they gave them really tactical things for senior consultants on what to do and how to do it to get to that next level, because there's skill sets that is required as senior consultants that you don't really need as a marketing consultant and regional consultant. As senior consultant, it's a whole different ball game, and how do you get from senior consultant to executive consultant, because that really is the first area where you have to develop leaders in order to get to your next leadership level. So for an hour and a half on Saturday morning, they got to hear from some super successful and effective consultants. And so they just got really poured into during that. And then we did a breakout session for executive consultants with national consultants Kirk Horan and Sonia Buffoni, and they had enough time where they were able to answer questions from the executive consultants, which was really great and valuable for us, you know, as hosts of Power Trip, to be able to create content that's specifically geared towards executive consultants. And, you know, Sonia and Kirk did an outstanding job of really setting the expectations for executive consultants about what it takes to get to national, because that is a huge leap. That is like, that is crazy, you know, management and really how to make that happen and how to just even wrap your brain around it, because it is a really, really big leap.
So, you know, it's, you know, it was great to look behind us just a few hours ago as we probably unpacked everything from the vehicles, because we had a ton of equipment and supplies. And it's nice to be able to look back and know that those consultants that were there definitely had certainly an opportunity going forward to basically change the trajectory of their business. And I think that the leaders that came, because one of the things that we were really wanting to accomplish with this event was not just for the participants, but the leaders that were participating, to create a level of cohesiveness, a level of a symbiotic relationship, to grow beyond this to where, you know, as events start to come up over the coming year, as we lead up to Ambition, even coming out of Ambition, that each leader is doing their best to support all the events that are going around to create the maximum amount of energy that could be in the room, because I think that's the shift. The content was great. The volume of people is what elevated that content. It's what magnified the content. And because you could deliver that same content in a room that's got 50 people in it, and it's not going to land the same, because you don't have the same amount of people that are like-minded, that are trying collectively trying to get down that same road of financial freedom. So I just think there was a newness in the air. It occurred as one Ambit team in that room, and I think as people started to depart, there was somewhat of a feeling of a missing. It's like, oh, I'm not going to see you again for a couple of months. So there was just a great feeling. It was a great experience, and I'm looking forward to the next Power Trip, which is obviously with Ray Mani up in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
You know, one of the things, I mean, Richard talked about it, is really the cohesiveness even amongst the leader body. Sorry, so there was something that popped up. It was weird. Something that Ray Monty had talked about. He had asked Chris and Jerry after the Q&A session, you know, what are projected, you know, revenue, and he talked about that in his closing remarks yesterday. And one of the things he asked them is, you think we can hit $2 billion in 2020? And they said, you know, it's possible, but we would definitely have to start ramping up pretty quick. Like, there's got to be some momentum. And Ray had said, you know what, listen, if we all work together and really push this boulder together, we can hit that $2 billion mark. And I believe it. I believe if we band together as a team, as one Ambit Nation, I think we can move major mountains, because corporate is already taking away so many of the barriers to our success, and it's been a really, really incredible opportunity for that. And so I just think that there's been a new, fresh air of that stuff happening. We definitely had a great event. There were a few missteps for us just in our learning curve and learning the process and learning what works and what doesn't work, but all in all, it was a great event. And one of the things that we had said to the consultants is that, listen, this is not last year's Power Trip. So whatever happened last year at Power Trip may or may not be happening this year. So don't compare this Power Trip to last Power Trip. And don't compare next Power Trip to this Power Trip, because it's going to be different too. We've got lots of ideas that we want to implement and we're going to roll them out every year, and some of them will stick and be great and we'll keep doing, and some of them will flop and we'll decide we're not doing that again. But our commitment is to provide great value for everybody in the field, and I know that's Ray's commitment as well. So we've been working with Ray and the people on his team to set up for an Ambit Power Trip East, and that is happening the weekend of November 15th, so it's November 14th, 15th, and 16th. And you can go online and register now at ambitpowertripeast.com. And they are offering an early bird price of only $84, which is ridiculous. It's early bird VIP for $84. It's the lowest we've ever had VIP tickets sold for Power Trip. And that is going to be on sale for 1 week. So this time next week, it's going to be on sale until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on April 14th. So you have 1 week to get your early bird special rate. And I, you know, Richard and I will be there. And I think there it's going to be an outstanding event. They're going to learn from all the things that Brian's done. They're going to learn from the things that we've done, and they'll make their event even better. And I just think over the next years, it's going to be really awesome.
You know, the other thing I wanted to kind of touch on, you know, I'm going to probably next week, since I had to I had to cut my time of my training time on stage this Power Trip because we packed it in too much. We ran a little behind, so we had to buy time where we could buy time. But I'm going to go over my content next week on the Business Builder call that I was going to go over on stage. But there's a piece of that content that I want to kind of cover tonight. And I don't know, depending on what your rank is, how involved you are with your local market, your local meetings and trainings, here's a couple of things that I want to really leave you guys with. One of the things that hurts a market is when leaders are having to rely on trainings to pay for business presentations, meaning the hotel or whatever venue they're using, the office, whatever, and they're relying on those trainings, the money that comes from those trainings, to pay for the business presentations. And what it does is it puts a lot of pressure on the training to, you know, produce whatever it produces, which means those leaders start taking time away from building their business, and they start having less focus on people that they really probably need to have focus on. And I've seen this happen over and over again the past few years. One of the things that we did to nip that in the bud, so to speak, and eliminate that issue was we wanted to be able to do trainings, to empower new people, to take their business to the next level, to create that new vision for them, to do whatever it takes to get them on the right track with the right information. And we didn't want the pressure of having to, you know, have enough numbers to cover the cost of everything, of the hotel, and then 2-3 months of, you know, a BP space. So what we did to eliminate that is we got all of the SCs, ECs, and NCs together, and we said, hey, listen, guys, do y'all like having a Dallas business presentation? Everyone said yes. It says, great. In order for this to continue going forward, everyone's going to have to chip in on a monthly basis on some recurring dollar amount. I don't really necessarily care what it is. I set some standards of what I thought it should be at those ranks to have a business presentation. But the lowest was $25 a month. Now, I don't know of anyone that can put on a weekly business presentation for $25 a month, but it came down to this. As long as we had about 10 to 15 people that were contributing weekly, then that covered that amount. Well, we ended up, obviously, we needed to cover 4 weeks, so we needed to have about somewhere between 40 and 50 people that would cover that business presentation. And so we set up PayPal links, and they pay their payment weekly their payment monthly, and that goes into a BP fund, and then it pays the hotel each week that we have an event. And the reason why I'm bringing this up now is, and I think it's probably more inspired by listening to Ray Monty talk this past week a couple of different times, is there's no way this company is going to $2 billion without new leadership rising up taking a stakehold and participating in what it takes to run each local market's machine. And I call it a machine because, you know, your consultants out there, you're out there showing the plan, you're doing three-way phone calls with your upline, you're driving people, you know, first-time lookers or second-time lookers to come to the local business presentation, and then you're doing the meeting after the meeting, and then maybe you've got a local Jumpstart training or maybe a Super Saturday training that you guys are pushing for that month. And all that thing is a working process. And you got to ask yourself, how much are you helping or contributing to that machine? Because if you're of the thought process that, oh, the upline is making X amount of money, they should do this for the downline, that is misthinking, because that is a double-edged sword. Because if and when you do promote to higher levels of leadership, guess what you get in return? You get the same philosophy and mentality and attitude in your own downline. And you'll find out very quickly that that doesn't work and it doesn't last. So even though regional consultants are at the first leadership level, I don't put a lot of emphasis on them to necessarily contribute. But I always tell regional consultants, at least regional consultants, you should do what you can to participate with time, help set up for the VP, show up early, stay a little bit later. One, you're going to pick up a lot of great mentoring. You're not just moving chairs. You're actually having conversations too. And you probably are going to get a little extra time from some of the leaders, even though they're not your upline, and then especially at the meeting after the meeting. You know, how are you helping things move along? Are you helping up at the, you know, at the training that's happening? Are you helping promote it? You got to start to look at where you're investing some time to help your local markets machine run and grow. Now, if you're a senior consultant and hire an executive or national and you're not contributing to the local business presentation, then I don't know what you should expect from your business to grow. Because if you're putting all that pressure on somebody else, guess what? I'm sure they're paying for it and they're growing their business. But here's the thing. You're not really participating with the Ambit team. You are holding back. And all I can tell you is that I've seen BP shut down and go private because enough leaders only wanted to participate in the business presentation of get the fruit and the value from it, but they didn't want to make the investment to ensure that it continued. So when you guys, when this call's over, I want you to look to see what you can be contributing to your local business presentation in some form of time and money. And keep in mind, if enough people are contributing money to the weekly business presentation, no one has to shell out hundreds of dollars. Because keep in mind, as a leader, more than likely you're going to have a number of weekly business presentations that are going on in your downline. Are you telling me that you're going to shoulder the burden of all that each and every week and make sure that each one of those are profitable? Or are you going to start raising up new leadership that are all contributing so they have a stakehold, that they have real skin in the game, that they're going to start contributing financially to that? And those of you that are leaders that have questions about that, I'm happy to discuss that further with you. But this is going out to all downlines, all cross lines, that the meeting structures of how meetings are paid for needs to be on the burden of all the leaders, not just a handful of the leaders. Because what will happen is you will find that's going to backfire at some point in time. You will also find that you won't have as many trainings being promoted in your market, but the trainings that do get promoted will have greater and bigger attendance, and you will get more energy and bang coming out of those trainings than ever before. Because if you're trying to do a training each and every month, I'm not talking about a Jumpstart training. You can do those on the fly. You can do those at a hotel. You can do them at somebody's home, someone's office. Those can happen on the fly. But when you're doing a Super Saturday type training event, an all-day training event, it takes effort and time to pull those things off. If you're trying to do one every 4 to 6 weeks, there is a really, really good chance that is going to get diluted over and over again. And especially if you've got another leader that's in a market that's fairly close to you that's feeling like they have to do the exact same thing, people get torn. And you'll get some that go to this one, some that go to that one. And then pretty soon your training seem kind of flat and kind of stale And not that the content wasn't good, it's just that the energy in the room was not. You've stretched everything. So I would definitely get with your local leaders in your market to see what can be done to contribute to your meetings in time, and especially if you're a senior or higher, you should be contributing some dollar amount to those meetings so that you've got real skin in the game and you're not just hanging out, showing up, and just, you know, hey, I'm here. I mean, that's only part of it. Yes, we need people there, but you've got to give something to support that meeting as well. So anyone's got questions about that, I'm easy to find. So, but if you don't know how to maybe set up a BP fund, I will certainly have no problem helping you guys show that, because I really do believe that that model is sustainable across the entire country in every market that we do. And I've even watched people start doing it in Japan as corporate starts adjusting where they're putting their funds toward for some of their meetings, that leaders are having to pool together to make sure that they have good quality meetings and that they don't have to have pressure on that meeting. They can just do the meeting because the expenses are covered by a number of people, and you'll find that those meetings will be better. You'll find your trainings will be stronger as well.
You know, when you're participating in the meeting, either financially or with your time, you've got a different level of ownership of the meeting. It's kind of like, you know, we were at this event at Dallas Baptist University where our daughter goes, and it was called the Lion's Den, and it was really a bunch of entrepreneurs getting together. And I went to a breakout session about crowdfunding, and he said the reason why crowdfunding works is, especially when you're talking about startup businesses, is when someone is invested in a particular company, they are promoting that business. So if you've invested in a restaurant and you have to choose a restaurant, you're going to go choose that restaurant. If I've invested in a particular chocolate company and I go to buy chocolate, I'm going to buy that chocolate. I've got a vested interest. If I am invested in, you know, a whatever it is, that, you know, a type of clothing line, I'm going to go buy that clothes. So when you're investing your time, your money in the business presentation, then you're going to make sure that the business presentation is successful and smooth. So you're going to participate and make sure that there's people greeting people, that you're going to make sure that, you know, the audiovisual is working great. You're going to make sure that there's excitement in the room. You've got a vested interest because it is now your business. There's a whole new level of ownership. And remember, we are independent consultants. Our job as leaders is to help new consultants become independent, meaning our job is to help them learn the skills that they need in order to run their own business. And that's part of it, is business ownership, is learning how to be a business owner and taking part in ownership in that, and teaching other people business ownership and owning and taking part of that. So that's just one aspect. There's a lot of facets to this business. It's not just invitation, presentation, validation. Those are the mechanics of the business. There are a lot of ins and outs of building this business that you learn over time. And, you know, Richard's right. You know, some of the 1,000 hours that we've had under Brian's McClure's mentorship was from ownership of the presentation and coming early and staying late. And while we're stacking chairs and taking out trash with Brian, we would get training and we would get mentorship, and it wasn't anything formal, and there was a lot of things that we caught that was never taught, and that's how the business works. And so if you want to heighten your level of training in this business, get involved. Get involved some shape, way, or form in the business so that you can increase your learning and mentorship.
Yeah, one other thing too, you know, as soon as, you know, marketing consultants and regional consultants start assisting with those activities, they're going to find that the level of mentorship and the level of ownership they have in events is going to dramatically increase their confidence also in how they go about building their business. So I would just because you joined as an AMBIT consultant and you're paying your website fee, my personal opinion, Richard's personal opinion, maybe Mary's, I don't believe that gives you a sense of ownership. I think that gives you access to create something that is really great. And if you actually own that, then it'll show in all of your actions and deeds. So bottom line is, this week, I would recommend that you touch base with your local leaders and see what you can do to help or contribute and be part of that machine instead of hanging out. And maybe you're bringing guests. I'm not saying you're not. I'm just saying that there's more to do than what meets the eye. And, you know, just like Mary and I participated around Power Trip for 11 years, and we've even assisted. I promise you, the level of the delta between what we've done and what we just did this past weekend, and it wasn't just this past weekend, it was all the months leading up to it, there's no comparison. You know, we might have contributed 1% in the past. This time we had 100% of it, but thank God we had an incredible volunteer team, people that have worked with us for years, that have assisted with us for years, to actually pull that event off, not for us, but for Ambit. One of the three things that I'm probably most grateful for and proud of that got accomplished out of Ambit is we raised over $7,400 for Ambit Cares. And I got to send a very proud text to Chris and Jerry that evening and says, hey, this is what we were able to produce coming out of Power Trip. I know you weren't expecting it, but this is what your Ambit community did. And every one of them were very ecstatic and very elated about that. So that was a great accomplishment coming out of Power Trip, which is a tradition that we want to carry on from Brian, because that is one of Ambit's greatest, best-kept secrets is Ambit Cares, is finding ways that we can help end hunger in local communities. So thank you, Ambit, for being a part of that. The Ambit family always rises up at the right time, is from what I've witnessed and seen. The other thing is, Chris and Jerry talking about going to Washington, D.C., and Mary wrote these notes here, and I was in the room for some of the time. Would you like to give all the details about that?
I thought you were in the room. We both were not in the room at this time, so I can't really talk knowledgeably about it other than what I heard Ray Mosky say yesterday. Apparently, Chris and Jerry are going to be going to Washington, D.C., on Tuesday to talk to legislators about what we're doing in Texas in deregulation and how other states can model after what we've done in Texas. So the way of the states, what is going to be happening, what we're going to start seeing more and more of, is deregulation happening. And it's going to be moving across the nation, I think, in a more rapid succession, just because they're seeing the success that people are having in the state. And one of the biggest proponents that's really lobbying for deregulation is Walmart, because what they're seeing is in the states that they are deregulated, they are spending 25% less on utilities, which is huge when you're talking about a corporation the size of Walmart. So they are leading the charge for deregulation, and Jerry and Chris are going to help with that chart. So I don't know exactly what it is that they're doing, because I was not there. I'm just gathering the notes, but it's enough to be really excited about it, that our co-founders are being asked to represent the market here in Texas and what's happening in deregulation, because a lot of you guys don't know that we are the third largest retail electric provider in Texas, and the top two are the major monopolies in Dallas and in Houston. So the major monopoly in Houston is Reliant, the major monopoly in Dallas is TXU, and we are number three right behind those two monopolies. So we have grown like gangbusters in this deregulated market, and they want to know what is it that we're doing and what is it that Texas is doing that's working so well. So it's definitely a really exciting time for the business and for the company.
Well, and there's definitely something to really understand about that as well is, you know, the federal government cannot influence a state to deregulate. That is always going to be done at the state legislative level. Each individual state will choose deregulation or not choose deregulation. And we've seen states put it up on their ballot. Florida's got it up on their ballot right now. You know, Nevada had it up on their ballot a couple of years ago. It was looked like majority was pushing that way. They have a second vote that they did, and it didn't. It got pushed back. There was arguments for it. So we're seeing movement in the marketplace for it. But what the federal government's trying to figure out is, how can we encourage this? So right now, the administration, and not just the specific administration in the White House, but Congress in general, there is a strong lean for it. I don't know if it's the majority, but they're going to find ways of how states can be incentivized to deregulate, and it'll still be the individual state's choice. But I really do believe that over the next several years, we are going to continue to see states deregulate, and barring whatever transpires with the economy or not, I still think that the major populated areas around the country are going to keep on pushing for some form of deregulation. And when you've got big companies like Walmart that are experiencing those kind of decreases, then you know you're going to have some bigger pushes for that. So all of that's good news for us. I'm sure they'll have a great report to get back to us at some point in time after their meeting. But it's exciting to know that our co-founders get to be invited to participate in those types of conversations. What it does mean is that we've done something right, and I think we're going to continue to do things right. So no matter where you are in your ambit business, I promise you this is probably just the beginning for you. And I don't care if you're an MC, I don't care if you're an NC, this is the beginning of deregulation, even though it's been going on like this in for multiple states for over almost a couple of decades since New York deregulated and California deregulated back in the late 90s. So it is going to keep on moving and spreading. And we do know that there's other countries that are on the horizon that could be favorable. So wherever you are in your business, you are in the right spot at the right time with the right company. And your job is to get plugged in, bought in, and press in. And I would recommend that if you're dabbling with other things, put blinders on, because I don't know of anything out there that's going to pay you this kind of residual. Like Chris Chambliss said, you get paid for what you start. So go start something really big, continue building it, and let's go make it happen together. Let's take this company to $2 billion. Amber, we're going to turn this back to you.
Hey, Richard. It's Debbie. Thank you guys so much for sharing everything about PowerTrip. I am so excited. I heard a little rumor earlier today, but now I just heard it from you too as well about the trip to Washington. So that is so exciting. I'm sure PowerTrip was incredible. I've been watching you guys for 3 years and following what you do. I saw you my very first PowerTrip 3 years ago, and you guys are fantastic leaders. I'm looking forward to next week's training, and I'd like to talk to you more about some of the things that you were talking about, Richard. So at this time, I'd like to just thank you again and open up the lines for everybody to thank you and say goodnight, and we'll see you on the call next week.
I have one more quick final thought.
Yes.
Hey, if you are at PowerTrip, go on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, which most people do, and go find Ambit Business Builder Call, Ambit Business Builder Call, the page, and post any pictures and videos you might have taken so we can have as much propaganda out there on about PowerTrip as possible, because there are some great pictures that people took that I saw, but they need to be posted up there. So make sure you share those on those page or upload them on those page, and make sure you like and follow. We're going to start doing more on that page with content and material. So this is one thing you can definitely do to help us with that is Ambit Business Builder Call on Facebook. So make sure you guys find that and post that information. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much. I do have a question. You said the next one is November. What are the dates?
November 15th. I'm going to look up the exact date. Hold on 1 second.
1 second, please. Please hold.
It's going to be November 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Okay. November 14th, 15th, 16th.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line.